Now in the seventh chapter, we have the law of the trespass offering and peace offering, and the instructions to the priest here continued in these two offerings. You see, the emphasis is upon their serving. And this is a picture of what the Lord Jesus not only has done, but is doing for us today yonder at God's right hand. You see, today he's still girded with the towel of service to cleanse us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now, concerning the trespass offering here, why, we are told, likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It's most holy. And in the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass offering, and he shall offer it, and so on. Now, the ritual of the trespass offering here follows the same pattern as the sin offering. Although it's for the acts of sin, the offerer is reminded that the sacrifice is holy. The worth and merit of Christ cannot be too much emphasized. When we see our sin nature and our sinful acts in all their enormity and frightfulness, then we shall see the wonder and the greatness and the holiness of Christ. My friend, you will never appreciate him as a Savior until you see yourself as a low-down, dirty sinner. That's what you are, and that's what I'm calling you because God's Word calls you that. Now, the blood is mentioned but not emphasized as in the sin offering. We're told, however, there is one law for them. There's a danger, I think, today of fundamentalism making the blood commonplace. I know a man, I get so tired of him talking about the precious blood. Well, of course it's precious, and anything's precious, you don't talk about it all the time. I think sometimes we ought to keep our diamonds and our pearls in safe keeping, a safe place, and don't let the swine get to the pearls, and we need to be on our guard that we treat holy things as if they were commonplace. I could dwell on that, but I better not. Now we see in verse 8, the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered. And I've looked at that before. You see, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. That's important. And all the meal offering, we're told, verses 9 and 10, that's bacon in the oven, all that is dressed in the frying pan, in the pan, shall be the priest's. And the particular type of meal offering went to the priests in its entirety, you see.